Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
I don't know if you feel like I do when I go into a museum. Generally, I get museum feet and I just feel fatigued and I want to pass out. There's something about a museum that bores me to death. That applies to pretty much most museums I've been to in my life, except one. And that museum would be Beit Hatfotsot, or the Museum of the Diaspora, which I went to as a teenager in Israel, which blew me away. It is a remarkable museum. It tells the story of the Jewish people. I still today can remember the exhibits of the various shuls all over the world. It stayed with me for decades and decades and decades. They've done a superb job. So I am absolutely delighted to tell you that on the line is Asaf Gamzo, the director and educator at the what is now called the Anu Museum of the Jewish People in Israel. Anu meaning us, we. And to you, Asaf, shalom, and thank you for talking to us this afternoon.
Shalom. Thank you so much for having me. Very excited.
So, as I was saying, it was an incredible museum, and now you've gone and you've taken $100 million and renovated it. How did you make something good better?
Oh, that's very good. Thank you for that question. Well, first of all, I completely agree with you. I think the museum was good. It was even excellent, and I'm very glad of your memories from that trip. But the museum was also, you know, it was founded in 1978. It was groundbreaking and used advanced technology for the 70s and 80s, and we wanted to keep that experience, to continue and be groundbreaking and use technology to have this sort of amazing experience for teenagers of today and teenagers of tomorrow. So we went ahead and made an entirely new museum. I am proud to say that I think we did keep the heart of it. So, for example, the shul that you love so much, we have a renovated gallery for the shul.
Oh, good to hear.
We took them, we refurbished them, we, you know, we made sure that they can last for another 40 years, and we gave them a new exhibition with videos and interactive displays and artifacts, et cetera, et cetera, to keep that experience alive for today's audience.
I must say, $100 million is a lot of money by anybody's standards. It's hard to imagine how that is deployed, but I suppose we'll just have to come and see it whenever we can do that.
You'll have to come and see.
Your vision and mission for the museum is what?
Our mission is to represent Jews all around the world, their lives, their faith, their customs, their beliefs, their history, and basically their life, our life, around the world, throughout history, but also today. So that is quite a mission and quite a vision to try and have everyone that comes to the museum feel represented.
I understand that. And we are dealing with Jewish people, and we all know we are argumentative, that is for sure. And
oh, I don't know what you're talking about. What? Such calm people. No argument ever.
Nothing. That's why you've had 4 elections in 2 years, but we're not going to go there this afternoon.
That's why we need $100 million, just to try and keep everyone a seat.
Okay, no, I hear you. I hear you loud and clear. I'm going to ask you an impossible question now. I'm going to ask you, what is your favorite exhibit in the museum?
Okay, so I imagine you might ask me that. I'm going to give you, if I may, two completely different exhibits. So on the one hand, we have this classic archaeological exhibit. It's called an incantation bowl. It's from modern-day Iraq. Babylon and Mesopotamia of the ancient world, and it's a bowl used for Jewish magic and Jewish magic to keep demons at bay. So it's this beautiful bowl, beautifully preserved, and we have it in the section talking about ancient times in our second floor.
Yeah.
And then across that floor, which is our historical floor, we have my second favorite, which is a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful video installation by Ran Tal, who's a wonderful Israeli director and who makes video art. And he took modern letters written by Jewish youth between the two world wars. They wrote back to their loved ones, to their families, to their fiancé, to their friends. And the letters are read in the original language, English, Polish, Russian, French, Arabic, whatever. And we have archival material shown while those letters are being read. It's a beautiful, beautiful work. And it shows really a delicate, subtle work that shows, takes us a glimpse into the lives of these young people more than 100 years ago. Those times have changed.
I didn't think you were going to be able to answer the question truthfully, because I thought there'd be too much, but I'm glad you did. Thank you for putting yourself out there. What I'm also wondering, Asaf, is that we've all become sound bites people. We don't have time to concentrate on anything of any length and substance. How are you appealing to this iPhone generation that wants information, wants it quickly and in short bits?
So what we employ in the museum are a lot of different modes of learning. So one can come, and we have more than 30 movies that were done for the museum, right, especially for the museum. Yeah. And we have interactive displays with games and with places that you can learn and explore different subjects like trailblazing women and like Jews who impacted the entire world. But those are done in a way that is, as you said, I don't want to say soundbitey, but I will say appealing to younger people who want to explore in another way. And we also have the classic museum exhibit with text and with original artifacts. So different people can take different things from the museum.
Just really interesting, in the article that I read about, which informed me about Anu, I see that you've become very current and you're allowing anybody in, not necessarily vaccinated guests only.
Well, it's not necessarily us. It's, you know, we follow all the health codes in Israel, and of course, and we allow people to come in, you know, which only that was safe for COVID.
Asaf Zayat Anug, thank you so much for talking to me this afternoon. Can't wait till the world normalizes and we can get on a plane, come to Israel and see your $100 million museum. Thank you for talking to me this afternoon.
Let me know when you come. I'd love to show you around on a tour.
I'm going to take you up on that. There's a lot of witnesses
Please
to
do.
That offer. Thank you.
Please
thank
do.
You. I look forward to
and
it.
And may we all be healthy and well, the entire world, and Chag Sameach.